A general stands before his troops, having just achieved a decisive victory without losing a single soldier. His enemy has surrendered, resources intact, territory gained, yet not a sword was drawn. Impossible? This scenario captures the essence of history's most influential military treatise, written over two millennia ago, yet quoted by everyone from corporate CEOs to football coaches. What makes these ancient Chinese insights so endlessly relevant? Perhaps because they reveal a profound truth. The greatest victories come not from superior force, but from superior thinking. The revolutionary core of this philosophy challenges conventional wisdom. To subdue the enemy without fighting is the acme of skill. This isn't pacifism, it's strategic brilliance, recognizing that destruction wastes resources and creates lasting enmity. Apple's iPhone launch exemplifies this principle. Rather than competing with Nokia on features, they made traditional phones obsolete overnight. Netflix transformed to streaming before Blockbuster recognized the threat. By the time traditional video rental understood what was happening, the war was over. If you know the enemy and know yourself, you need not fear the result of 100 battles. This demands understanding patterns, motivations, and systemic weaknesses. Netflix didn't just track what people watched, they understood how consumption patterns were shifting years before traditional studios caught on. All warfare is based on deception. Muhammad Ali's rope-a-dope against George Foreman perfectly demonstrates this, appearing weak while Foreman exhausted himself, then launching a devastating counterattack. The principle, when capable, feign incapacity, when active, inactivity. Amazon's development of AWS remained hidden until launch, preventing competitors from positioning defensively. By the time the market understood what Amazon had built, they possessed an insurmountable advantage. Most subtly, controlling an opponent's options proves more effective than direct confrontation. When Walmart enters new markets, they deploy massive resources quickly, creating an impression of inevitability that discourages resistance. The competition isn't defeated through conflict, but through the perception that resistance is futile, achieving victory without combat's costs. Know the ground, know the weather. Your victory will then be total. Environmental factors often determine outcomes more decisively than raw power. The text categorizes terrain: accessible ground open to all, entangling ground difficult to exit, temporizing ground where advantages shift, narrow passes requiring first occupation, precipitous heights offering tactical superiority, and distant positions requiring careful resource management. Amazon exemplifies strategic terrain mastery. Rather than competing in physical retail, they created digital ground, where logistics expertise, customer data, and technology provided overwhelming advantages. Tesla bypassed traditional dealer networks entirely. These illustrate avoid what is strong and strike at what is weak, not cowardice, but strategic intelligence about where advantages actually lie. He who knows when he can fight and when he cannot will be victorious. Warren Buffett embodies this: be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. Apple's product launches consider seasonal patterns and competitive cycles, showing how environmental awareness shapes strategy. What enables the wise sovereign and the good general to strike and conquer is foreknowledge. Reed Hastings recognized Netflix needed to transition from DVDs to streaming before this became obvious to shareholders or competitors. Amazon's early cloud computing investment became AWS, exemplifying how recognizing trends early creates decisive capabilities. The general who advances without coveting fame and retreats without fearing disgrace is the jewel of the kingdom. Effective leadership transcends ego, a challenge to celebrity CEO culture. The best leaders prioritize outcomes over glory, building institutional strength rather than relying on individual heroics. The text identifies five dangerous faults: recklessness, cowardice, hasty temper, delicacy of honor, and over-concern for followers. Each creates exploitable vulnerability. Steve Jobs' temper led Apple into unnecessary conflicts. Kodak's leadership, protective of their film business, couldn't embrace digital photography, despite inventing it. Clear command structures prevent confusion. There must be no encroachment on the commands of the general. When Microsoft under Steve Ballmer had competing divisions developing contradictory strategies, the company lost market position. The text balances micromanagement with delegation. Warren Buffett exemplifies this, hiring excellent managers and granting autonomy within clear parameters. Shared purpose drives engagement. Treat your men as you would your own beloved sons, and they will follow you into the deepest valley. When Howard Schultz returned to Starbucks in 2008, he reconnected employees with mission, demonstrating that engagement stems from meaningful work, not just compensation. The line between disorder and order lies in logistics. Wars are won through superior resource management as much as battlefield tactics. Napoleon's Russian campaign collapsed from supply failures, while Allied victory in World War II stemmed from production capacity and supply chain efficiency. The text's warning, "There is no instance of a country having benefited from prolonged warfare," was revolutionary in an era glorifying conflict without counting costs. Vietnam taught the United States this lesson. Tactical victories meant nothing when economic and political costs became unsustainable. Specific guidance appears throughout. The skillful soldier does not raise a second levy, neither are his supply wagons loaded more than twice. Apple's supply chain under Tim Cook exemplifies this, minimizing inventory, streamlining production, and maintaining cash reserves for strategic flexibility. Companies that tie up resources in inefficient operations lose the ability to respond when circumstances change. The text also addresses sustainability. A wise general makes a point of foraging on the enemy. Companies developing circular business models, where waste becomes input for new products, reduce dependency on external resources while improving efficiency. Short-term efficiency undermining long-term capability creates false economy. When companies cut training budgets to meet quarterly targets, they save money today while destroying capability for tomorrow. Ancient strategic principles endure because they address fundamental human dynamics. Competition, perception, resource allocation, and leadership remain constant even as tools evolve. Business leaders from Jack Welch to Jack Ma have incorporated these concepts into management. Political strategists from Henry Kissinger to modern campaign managers apply them to elections. Coaches like Bill Belichick adapt them to football. Cybersecurity experts use them for network defense, recognizing digital and physical battlefields share core characteristics. This adaptability stems from focusing on fundamental principles rather than specific techniques. By addressing psychological, informational, and strategic dimensions of conflict, the framework transcends its original context. The supreme achievement isn't demonstrating superior force, it's achieving objectives so skillfully that force becomes unnecessary. In business, this means creating such compelling value that customers choose you without aggressive marketing. In leadership, it means building culture so strong that people self-organize toward shared goals. In personal conflicts, it means understanding others well enough to find mutually beneficial solutions rather than zero-sum confrontations. The goal isn't victory for its own sake, but sustainable outcomes that advance your strategic position. Whether launching a startup, leading a team, or navigating personal challenges, this wisdom offers a powerful alternative to brute force. The question isn't whether you're strong enough to win through confrontation, it's whether you're wise enough to achieve your goals without fighting at all.